Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now it's week four of Study Hub, the RTE Radio 1 podcast that aims to give you the tips and tricks to help you do your best in the Leaving Cert. Well, joining us to preview this week's episode is Study Hub's presenter, Maura Fay. Maura, you're very welcome.
Good morning, or good afternoon, good evening,
Cork. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, as they say. Fall to Ruth, what's coming up in Study Hub?
We have all your favourites this week, Cormac. So we have Irish Paper 1, Geography, and Maths Paper 2, Higher Level. So kicking off with Irish Paper 1, this is actually a really straightforward exam. The initial part of it is the Cluis Hiscant. You know, the bit where you listen to the tape and you hear the examiner say, Leanish Gacurmuk, the Screwed Fa Pair. And then you have about an hour and 50 minutes to do one written question. Now, the option here is you have usually five essays, two stories, and two options for a debate, and you do one. So Shane DePura is a moonshore with the Dublin Academy of Education, and he was telling me that most students pick the essay option and that quite a few of the essay suggestions reflect current events.
When it comes to predictions, look, the paper is typically set sometime between November and kind of the end of January, typically. No one knows. There's probably a dark room somewhere, not alone, they set the paper. But we're guessing that's, you know, when it's set. Because of that, you're looking at things that are in the news, current affairs around that time. So some of the things that I have looked at with my own class this year have been the Irish language. Obviously, it's an Irish as the subject. The Irish language is going to be important. It does come up a lot, and NECAP have blown up all over social media. So, you know, they've kind of made it trendy and vogue again. So I would definitely have something looked at about the Irish language. We've had our first general election in a long time as well. We've also had an election in America. I would definitely be looking at something to do with politics. The education system is another topic this year. It hasn't appeared in 2 or 3 years. It's all over the news at the moment because we've a whole host of changes coming in the next 2 or 3 years. So they would be three topics that I will be having a look at that have been topical this year. And of course, there are other ones then you can throw your eye over, like things like the environment or technology, kind of are cyclical. They come up, you know, every couple of years. So they would be kind of three or four titles that I'd be looking at. But there's no guarantee. I always get asked, is there a magic list we can tick off? Like, there is no list. Just current affairs is what you're trying to prepare.
Well, there you go. That's a few interesting tips there. And for those doing geography for the Leaving Cert, any tips?
So geography is a very broad syllabus and the exam is only 2 hours and 50 minutes. You have 10 short questions to answer in part one. And then in part two, you have 4 long questions to answer. Exam questions can cover everything from coastal erosion to volcanoes to colonisation, and economic geography can pop up in section 3 of the long questions. The questions there cover patterns and processes in economic activities. Andy Leavis is a teacher at Middleton College in Cork, and he explained to me that some of the things that you could be asked about in that section.
So when you're looking at this here, the same layout is going to be A, B and C. The more skills-based part is A, where you get maybe 6 or 7 short questions to answer on a body of text or an infographic. Then B and C are the essay-based questions with the examinations of the topic. Typically what will come up here will be things on globalisation, multinational corporations. So to go back to your tariffs excerpt there of Donald Trump, you're looking at the American corporations that have set up shop in Ireland as a result of the low corporation tax rate. So you're looking at the EU policies behind that, the tariffs that have been introduced by Trump recently, which are going to be returned in kind by Europe, as I understand it, colonialism, you're looking at renewable energies, location of industry. They will also link in the aerial photograph and the Ordnance Survey map here as well to maybe ask you questions like, where would you set up a multinational corporation in the area shown on the map or on the photograph and things like that. So it gets about 15 SRPs as well here, Maura, where you're looking to get 15 SRPs of those in factual piece of information, geographical phrases, processes and statistics, really. So statistics will be key here. For example, the corporation tax rate of 12.5% recently gone up to 15% in Ireland, and how that contrasts with other European countries and on a global scale also.
Thank you, Andy. Now, finally, Maura, we covered maths higher level paper 1 last week. What's the advice for maths paper 2?
So it's interesting to note that paper 1 is taking place on a Friday afternoon and paper 2 is taking place on a Monday morning. Louise Boylan from the Institute of Education says to give yourself the best possible chance for paper 2 is to not spend the weekend doing a post-mortem of paper 1.
This is hugely important, and we've seen it year on year. And what I always say to mine, don't let your paper one experience affect your paper two performance. That's really, really important. So if they have a paper one on the Friday and say it's tricky, first of all, it's tricky for everybody in the country, right?
Yeah.
So if you come out and I say to mine, if you come out and you're crying and everybody's crying, you're laughing because it's grand. They have to tweak the marking scheme and it'll be fine if everybody's crying. If you're the only one crying, maybe just put the head down. Yeah. But if paper one is tricky or challenging or there's a few bits in there where you go, oh, I didn't quite get that bit, just let it go. It doesn't, just leave it. It's done. You can't go back in time. There's nothing to be gained by overthinking it over the weekend. And, you know, we hear this anecdotally every year. Oh, she spent all the whole weekend crying because paper one was so hard. And then they didn't really put in much time for paper two because they were too busy fixating on what happened in paper one. So whether paper one was too hard, let it go. If it was a nice, lovely paper, don't sit back and go, sure, that's grand, then paper two is going to be a doddle. It doesn't work that way, right? Mm-hmm. They're written by two different people for a start. So it doesn't work that way. So just take them as two separate exams. They just do need to be prepared that there can be a little bit of crossover, you know, so, and some things to look out for. So say paper one, trigonometry graphs will often be there in paper one. If they do paper one and there's no trigonometry graphs, then I may put a little bit of attention to that for paper two, because they're a common topic. If it wasn't on paper one, it might be on paper two.
And people can get a Study Hub podcast. Episode 4 is out now. Maura Faith, thank you very much indeed.